Hey everybody, I have a question to start out today's Pray Today Challenge. My question for you is this. Do you have a desire to be a mature follower of Christ? Did you know that there are verses in the Bible that help us to understand that in order for us to become mature in our faith, we have to have trials. We have to have difficulties. I want to read to you some verses that may or may not sound very familiar to you out of the book of James. To give you a little background, James was Jesus's half-brother. He was a son of Mary and Joseph. And he wrote one of the last chapters or one of the last books of the Bible. And James, in the very first chapter, introduces himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's what he does right after he says greetings in chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, and I might add my sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So he's saying right here that when we have trials, when we have difficulties, we should consider it joy because the result of that is perseverance. We learn perseverance. But there's another step in this. It says this in verse 4. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So if we work this set of verses backwards, in order to become mature and complete, we must develop perseverance. And perseverance, as we work backwards, is a result of dealing with difficulty. So I want you to think about the difficulties in your life, maybe the thing that's weighing you the most down right now. And I want you to remember today that God is teaching you to persevere. You see, perseverance is a sign of maturity. Because people whose faith is shallow, they don't persevere trials in their faith. They reject or turn their back on God when they meet resistance, when they meet trials, tribulations, difficulties, pain, loss, suffering. But for someone who follows Jesus, we need to understand that we can be joyful because the result of difficulties is perseverance. Perseverance brings maturity. Isn't that a blessing to know that? And our goal should be maturity in our faith, because that means we're closer to Christ. Let's pray about this today. Gracious Father, I want to pray a prayer of thankfulness today. A prayer of thankfulness that the things that I go through that are difficult teach me to persevere in my faith as my faith is tested through these difficulties. Lord, my goal as a follower of you is to be, as your scriptures say, mature and complete, not lacking anything. I want to be mature and complete, not lacking anything, not having anything that I still need growth in. I understand, Lord, that that's not a goal that will ever be fully accomplished on this earth. But I want that to be my goal, and I want that to be my goal for my friends hearing this today. Lord, thank you, and I consider it joy when perseverance for trials lead to maturity, because maturity means I'm closer to you. Thank you for the gift of not having everything easy, so my faith can be tested and I can grow. In Jesus' name, amen.